Welcome to Steadfast Hope. This is Kent Steinbeck here. I'm Steve Lawson, and we're coming to you from Dallas, Texas, from Herb's House Coffee Shop. As always, we have a great study in store. Kent, we're in Proverbs 10, verse 21, and the title of this is Prolific Lips. Prolific Lips. And I want to begin by reading this proverb. It says, "The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of understanding." Now, Kent, normally we think about putting food into our mouth, you know, when we eat. This proverb actually flips it, and it's the opposite, that there would be food coming out of our mouth that would feed others. And this is obviously a picture, an analogy, talking about the lips of the righteous. What is coming out of their mouth is a source of truth, and it is truth and wisdom that gives life to other people and sustains other people and strengthens other people and edifies other people and builds other people up and gives counsel to other people that is drawn from wisdom and helps them navigate difficult decisions that they have to make in their life. So the lips of the righteous feed many. What a beautiful picture this is, Kent. And I'm a preacher and a writer, and I want what comes out of my lips and out of my pen, I want it to feed many people, to nourish their soul and to build them up. But it's true of a Christian mother with her children. It's true of a father with his family. It's true of a layman who's a believer, that what comes out of his mouth would be sustenance for other people. Total contrast with the fool who's not God-fearing, who doesn't know the Lord, who operates by the agenda of this world, who buys into secular philosophy. He says, but fools, what a sharp contrast with the righteous, but fools die for lack of understanding. And when he says die, they're still alive. They're just dead spiritually. And they are in the process of dying. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says that they are perishing, present tense. And so there's a sense in which they're dead, they are dying, and they will suffer the second death. Fools die. I mean, there's no fruit, lasting eternal fruit coming from their life. There's no sustenance that they are giving to others when they open their mouth. And the reason is, he says right here, for lack of understanding, that they themselves are starving to death for truth and wisdom. They have no truth and wisdom. And so they lack understanding. And understanding here is not referring to, you know, how to solve a Rubik's Cube. Mm-hmm. The understanding here is referring to God's Word. They lack understanding in that they are ignorant of God's Word, which is the plumb line by which we measure everything. They have nothing substantial to say, to offer. Mm. In trying to solve a problem of someone else or in the midst of a social setting and as you're talking about some world event and trying to frame that with the right perspective and understanding, they totally lack understanding. And so every time they open their mouth, it's just death really is proceeding forth from their mouth. So this is another one of these proverbs. We call it an antithetical parallelism, where it's just stark contrast, black and white, between the righteous and the fool. And the righteous opens their mouth, blessing comes to other people. When the fool opens his mouth, they draw from an empty well. So Kent, let's talk about this.
Steve, I think of on Instagram, there are these little, you know, two or three second wisdom clips from these wealthy men, like I've seen Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, and they talk about, hey, you know, they give this wisdom supposedly to how they made money, and in a sense, it looks like, wow, that's good, but that's really worthless, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, there's really nothing.
It's of eternal value.
Of eternal value, it's zero.
Yeah, and how to live your life.
Yeah.
I mean, it may be how to fill your pocketbook.
Yeah, how to put more in the bank.
But yeah, but it doesn't address how to put something in your heart that's going to change your life. Yeah, and I see those on Instagram as well, Ken, and I have similar thoughts. So that's why we need to be in God's Word and to have wisdom and truth. So what else comes to your mind?
Well, I think also, Steve, that I think of a father or a mother, and you know people like this in your life, or maybe it's an uncle or an aunt, and when you talk to them, they just seem to have godly wisdom. They're Christians.
Yeah.
They've spent time in the Word, and it's so attractive, isn't it?
Yeah.
That a father can sit down and give his kids wisdom, or a mother, and that I just think of the difference and how that lasts so much longer in someone's life than just, you know, eat your food or whatever.
Yeah.
And so talk about why, again, it's not like we have to stand over and preach like you and be able to talk to 1,000 people just right where we are.
Oh, absolutely.
This impacts people for life if we can be this way.
Yeah. And Kent, I think like what you just described, okay, I'm up in a pulpit, but you're at ground zero where people live their life, and you are interfacing with people as life is unfolding. That is a very opportune time. And of course, there are times when you do preach and times that when you teach in Sunday school and in Bible studies, and you're very gifted at that. But at the same time, I think you represent the vast majority of people who are listening to us right now, who are with their families, they're in their home, they're in their neighborhood, they're in their office. You have a golden opportunity for God's truth and God's wisdom to be spoken into the lives of other people in what we would almost call an informal class. And it may even be just one-on-one at the proverbial water cooler. But nevertheless, those are strategic moments to be able to plant seed into people's lives that will bear a bountiful harvest.
And I know in my life, I've had people like that. And I think our audience should be encouraged. If you'll spend time in the Word here, then you can, as you say, the Lord's saying, you can impact your children, your nieces, your nephew, your friends, your neighbors in eternal ways. And it's very attractive to have that kind of wisdom, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, I think there ought to be a high level of interest to say, I want to dig into this because of how much value you can then give out to people.
Yeah.
And what it means to their lives.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing that comes to my mind is, Kent, how we need to be seeking out people who have wisdom.
Now, that's a great.
And that it kind of turns it the other way.
I love that.
And I need to be looking for these people and just trying to get a cup of coffee with them, trying to go
that's
to
really
lunch
good.
With them, trying to, you know, be over in the corner here in a gathering of people and, hey, what's going on in your life? And just give them some room to open up. Could I ask you a question, you know, and to get their insight on a particular situation? We need to be drawn to people like that, not just to people who make us feel good and we can always laugh with and et cetera, you know, kind of running buddies, kind of like back in the fraternity house, but be drawn to people who really speak God's wisdom. I need to draw closer to that person, even if it's just for 5 or 10 minutes, and draw from that.
So, Steve, I guess we're finishing up here, but besides the importance of making sure that you know Christ as your Lord and Savior, is there anything more important than knowing more and more of God's wisdom in this day and time?
Nothing takes precedence over this. And when we were converted, we came to know God. But that was just the beginning. We'd only put a little pinky in the Pacific Ocean at that point. We need to be in the Word so we can grow to know God in a fuller, deeper, richer way, and grow to know Christ. And how can I follow Him? How can I live in a way that's pleasing to Him? So it's a lifelong pursuit of growing to know the truth. Well, thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope. I hope this was an encouragement to you, that the lips of the righteous feed many. And I trust that God is using you to feed many. And I trust that you are drawing close to others who will feed you. Blessings to you in Christ Jesus.